This is KUT. In Austin's Shoal Creek neighborhood, residents are divided over the prospect of a massive new mixed-use development. While some welcome the growth, others say the proposal hasn't been properly vetted. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
I'm standing on the corner of Ridgely Drive and West 39th Street. Ridgely is a fairly small residential street with lots of single-story houses on either side. And almost every single house that I see on this block has a lawn sign that reads, "Build a Better PUD." PUD, that's short for Planned Unit Development. And some residents are concerned about one that's being proposed just about a mile from their neighborhood. A company called Milestone Community Builders wants to develop a 75-acre tract of land between 45th Street, Shoal Creek, and Bull Creek Roads. The site, called The Grove at Shoal Creek, would include thousands of square feet of retail, housing, and office space.
I feel like it's going to be too large the way it's proposed at this point.
Ellen Reeder has lived in the neighborhood for about 14 years. She figured it was just a matter of time before the land was developed, but has concerns about the Grove, namely traffic. An analysis conducted by the developer shows building the site would more than double the number of vehicle trips per day on Bull Creek Road.
I don't mind having a new neighbor that has restaurants and shops and more houses, more people who live around here, but I would like it to be scaled down.
Other residents welcome the growth. Natalie Galden helped create the Friends of the Grove, a neighborhood group that's mobilized in support of the PUD.
Our position is that we are allowing city experts, city staff, to review the plans, and that we will support the plans once staff has approved and recommended them.
But that review process has been fraught with controversy. Last month, a neighborhood group called the Bull Creek Road Coalition raised concern over what they saw as a sudden end to the transportation review for the PUD. Grayson Cox is the group's vice president.
One of the neighborhoods within the coalition hired a traffic engineer of their own to help look at this just from an independent perspective. And it, seemingly right after that happened, there was a big push from the developer to get this review wrapped up as soon as possible.
The developer, Milestone, has challenged that claim, but the controversy prompted Councilwoman Leslie Poole to reach out to the city manager. Her district sits right across 45th Street from the proposed development.
It's really unprecedented in its size and complexity. And so it deserves an unprecedented level of review.
Poole is asking the city manager to reopen certain aspects of the developer's traffic analysis for city staff to review.
Our staff had devoted a lot of hard work and expertise to the review, but then it seemed like the developer began to pressure them to hurry up and finish. And there are still a lot of unanswered questions.
The developer notes they've held more than 50 public meetings and regularly gathered feedback from city officials. In an emailed statement, the company said that their master plan incorporates lots of requests they've received through community outreach, including, quote, improving our design in regards to connectivity and compatibility with the surrounding neighborhood. But Councilmember Poole remains skeptical.
I agree. The developer has indeed held many, many, many meetings. Has he listened to the concerns of the people who live adjacent to that property and reflected them in his proposal? That would be my question.
Councilmember Sherry Gallo thinks they have. The Grove at Shoal Creek sits in her district.
Many changes from the beginning have been made in the plan that directly respond to neighborhood feedback.
For example, Gallo says some Oakmont residents asked for buildings adjacent to their neighborhood to be scaled down, and Milestone changed its design. She also notes that typically, developers pay into a fund that helps the city mitigate the increased traffic brought on by their project. She says in this case, the Grove developer has offered to pay up front.
The owner of the property was willing to go ahead and fund the full improvements to that intersection at 45th and Bull Creek and also do some road improvements throughout those area road ways that front the property.
Gallo expects city staff to issue their recommendations on the PUD within about a week. It will then be heard by the Environmental Commission and the Zoning and Platting Commission. Ultimately, the PUD will have to be approved by Austin City Council before developers can break ground. Saida Hassan, KUT News.